Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Phoenix Business Radio, broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studio in downtown Tempe, where we help build businesses and connect you with the right people. I'm Karen Nowicki, and I have a full house today in the studio. Very excited to introduce you to Lori Corrigan, General Manager and Waxologist with Wax On, Wax Off Body Waxing. Welcome, Lori.
Thank you, Karen.
I'm excited. We've been talking about this segment for a while, haven't we?
Yeah, since January 19th when we met.
Very excited. Yep. Thanks to LinkedIn Live Local, right?
Yes.
At Galvanize. It was a fun meeting. And instantly we had that connection, like there's something here and we need to make sure that we get you on to tell your story. And today, I said it's a full studio. So Lori brought a team of folks with her, some fantastic clients who are here to really attest to their success stories and really give us a little sneak peek into their life as it relates to their time with Wax On, Wax Off Body Waxing. Thomas C., welcome. Glad you're here.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And Randy B.
Thank you. Absolutely excited to be here.
I'm excited to hear your stories. And Steve R., thanks for being here.
Thank you, Karen. How are you tonight?
I'm good so far. I'm really excited. We celebrated our 100th show yesterday. Infusionsoft CEO happened to be here with a couple other business professionals. And we really have had the opportunity in 100 shows in 9 months to talk to business owners all over the really Metro Phoenix area, but Arizona overall. Everybody from the guy who owns a window washing company with his high school age son to someone like Infusionsoft that has 550 employees and a multi-million dollar business. So why not talk about waxing, right?
Why not?
It fits somewhere in the middle there.
It fits more than in the middle, but that's usually where we're operating.
Yeah, right, literally. So I love it. That was not planned, folks. You're hearing it first right here. So Lori, tell us about Wax On, Wax Off Body Waxing.
We have been in our location since 2006. Owner Dana Zinn, who is also sitting here without a microphone.
Hello, Dana.
By her own choice. We started a little bit after that time. I was looking for a life change, for a career change. And she was my waxer. And I saw her go through person after person after person training and having them leave. And after the sixth one, I'm there on the table getting a wax, and we had an interview.
Yeah, right there.
Right there. I already knew the basics of waxing. I just needed to go get a license. So I went to school, burned through it, and came back, and we started something huge. The two of us have a magic together that is, you can't train it. You're just, it's a great connection. So this is what we've built upon. Is what we think is the right way to do it, which is above board of all industry standards. And we'll get into that a little later as far as what that means.
Yeah.
But the energy the two of us put off our clients, it's palpable for them. And that's one of the reasons we have so many reviews. And we'll get to that later as well. I know there's an orchestration here.
Can each somebody or all of you speak to this synergy and really this spark that Lori's talking to?
Well, when I first showed up at Wax On, Wax Off Body Waxing, it was a much different experience than what I had had before. I had gone to one place to do a Brazilian before that, and it was very businesslike, very, you know, not personable in any way. And the attitude and energy that Lori gives off makes it a lot more comfortable, a lot more like a borderline therapy session when needed.
Like so. A hairdresser, you know, I don't know about guys, but
in a way it's like hairdressing, right? It's just hair removal.
Only like, I was just, right.
Absolutely. So it's definitely something you notice the second you go in.
Love it. It's palatable is what you said.
It is, because we talk when gentlemen come in to us, they have had that seed in their head for a month or two. They want to do it, but there's so much social stigma to it. When they finally get the nerve to walk through that door, and some of them ride around the parking lot a couple times before they're going to park their car and walk in the door, But when they do, that's when we get to work our magic. We actually talk with them beforehand. We let them know what to expect. We let them know we're okay with everything that happens because they're not trying to be lecherous, which is the word I hear a lot. They just want to get waxed. And yeah. Unfortunately, our Western culture is kind of stringent in what's considered acceptable. And we make it a point of making them comfortable so they can get through the service, not have to harbor things in their head because, well, what if this happens and what if that happens? We preface the whole service with, here's what will happen and you can be okay with it.
Yeah. So many things are running through my mind. The first kind of thought I had when you said the guy is driving around the parking lot before they come in for the first time. Have you ever had somebody after that experience come in and say, oh my gosh, why did I wait so long?
All the time.
I mean, that was me. And I never would have thought of getting waxed. I was the dummy in the shower shaving and dealing with razor burn. And I would have never in a million years even spoke about it. But the wife found a Groupon one day and said, babe, you should try this. And just hearing her say that was the universal okay.
Well, yeah, the permission, huh? Yeah.
I never would have thought, you know, and so I called and made an appointment and came in. I got the precursor to everything. And I'm thinking in my head, you know, like, okay, well, I can appreciate that. And then it was the therapist, sometimes marriage counselor, sometimes. Uh-huh. Like I could go and lay back and it's my time. And then not only that, it's my time then, but then it's my time for what has now become 8 weeks going on 9 or 10. I'm yet to see, but it's not that bad.
Yeah. And it's a highly personal decision, but one that really shouldn't be afraid of and should be proud of. I think I even heard you tell a brief story that, you know, once you've come enough times, and guys in particular, because it's less taboo for women to get waxed, of course, that's pretty commonplace, right?
Right.
But for guys to now say, you know, dude, you need to go do this, right?
Liberate yourself.
Yeah.
Seriously. Right. Set yourself free. Because that's where it's at. Like, there's no more.
And the difference between, and this is just from my experience, razor burn mm-hmm. and waxing. Like when I've had my my thighs waxed, mm-hmm. there is no itching and craziness like I've experienced with just shaving, right? Can you speak to like the technicality of waxing, Lori?
The science of it.
Yeah.
Yes, it is so simple. So razor shaving is surface removal, which leaves the root. And that is immediately starting to continue regrowing once you take it off. The follicles will pinch a little bit because you've irritated them from shaving. And the root is still trying to come through. This is the cause of a lot of ingrown hairs because they're inflamed, the follicles, and the root can't get through. So it gets stuck. And then those that do get through, that's what we call stubble. That's where your itchy comes in.
Yeah.
The irritation. Ugh. So we take it out by the root. That is the way it will break down over time. You're telling the body it has to regrow that hair. And so we have 3 cycles of hair. What comes every time when you get waxed, the next growth is the next cycle. We've got the very soft top of the hair shaft that's coming through next. So there's no itchiness. There's nothing to be itchy.
And so whether it's thighs or back or eyebrows or mustache or underarms or arms or wherever or bikini area, right? You get rid of that discomfort minus maybe that first experience when the wax is coming off.
Yes, the first time is filled with so much adrenaline and fear and Steve Carell thoughts from.
Yes, let's highlight that.
Yes,
huh?
Let's.
Right?
Steve Carell's a sissy, not to be confused with Steve R. Like, let's not get that
let's
twisted.
Let's be really clear.
Yeah.
Right. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So
I never did the chest. However, highly sensitive areas, and Steve Carell could have downplayed that quite a bit, but it was for the movie.
Right. And 40-year-old version, right? Or virgin, correct. Excuse me, is what we're talking about. So if you haven't seen that, you're living under a rock, one. But two, you've got to, you know, look for it. I'm sure it's on YouTube somewhere, right? Where you could see that waxing.
Oh, it was in the back of my head when I walked in. I promise it was. But I learned quick. I learned quick that it was not the case. It is not the case.
The whole thing, I researched that and I got it from the horse's mouth. He said what happened and why it happened. They did it in one take, of course. Yeah. Would you think of rehearsal for that? No. He hired an actress. The guys behind were just there to harass him. They were not there to support him. So the laughter, everything was real. He was getting waxed.
What?
She was not doing it in any way, shape, or form the right way. It's cringeworthy for us because we're looking at going, how in the heck? But then reading up on it, finding out it was done for shock value, period, end of story.
Which did a disservice, obviously, to your industry.
Oh, yeah.
And males in particular.
It scared them to pieces.
Funny and lasting, but not benefiting anybody.
But even the rational man knows that's not the way. It just can't be the way. How does everyone do it if that's the way?
Yeah.
But it is just—it's just burned into their heads.
Interesting. So yeah, it was meant for shock value,
yes.
And clearly that's yes. what we got.
Mm-hmm.
Oh wow!
I would still almost argue, though. So from my perspective on the whole thing, is that it's actually not too far off the mark, depending on where you go. Because my personal draw to wax on, wax off is the fact that it—I'm not going to say it. The pain is not, I've been abused. We've gone over this. Lori and I have gone over all the different, I had gotten waxed several times with probably 5 or 6 different waxers across the valley. And I've had some that made me flat out, like I was bleeding. And when I explained it to Lori, she was just absolutely horrified. Like that is not what's supposed to happen. So wax on, like, and that's the whole reason why I keep coming back to her is because of everything, all the benefits that you just described, and plus the fact that I'm like, this doesn't feel as bad. I'm still kind of a beaten dog in the regard of like, I still flinch. We have to cover my face with a towel because.
But she knows that.
Yeah, she knows it. She doesn't really. She's just like, here you go. Here's the towel. And she just caters to all of it, and then just continues to talk to me like I'm a normal human being, and is like, you're fine. Breathe. And then she'll check with me and I'm always fine. It honestly doesn't hurt. I think it's just the shock. I'm like, oh God, there it goes.
Would you say it's more discomfort as opposed to pain?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And even still, as we've gone, I mean, like now it's getting to the point where I'm just like, this really doesn't hurt anymore. Of course, my hair is starting to thin out quite a bit.
I was going to ask that. If you wax on a regular basis, mm-hmm. then is there a potential to not have to wax that area less? You can wax it less frequently and or maybe not at all?
Mm-hmm. It's not a potential. It's a given. It's the breakdown effect for sure. It's different for everybody. Everybody's metabolism for regrowth and for not regrowing some is different. But the 2 months is the window of not wanting to go beyond that.
So that you can continue to lessen
yes.
that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So volume and density, ultimately length. I find that the length is one of the last things that break down. But we effectively put ourselves out of business.
right.
Truly. That's why we're very actively welcoming new clients all the time.
Yeah.
Well, and that's one of the things that I liked about it was when, as Steve said, when I was doing razors and shaving and all that, you get the smooth feeling for 2 days if you're lucky.
Tops, 2 days tops.
If you're lucky. And then it's, as you said, Karen, itch central, and it's annoying when you go to get waxed. And I can speak personally to the fact that density volume has dropped off significantly. I've kept up with it. And where it's at now is a fraction of what I used to have.
Absolutely.
And it lasts much longer. You don't have this scratchy feeling. It's just, it's a much better experience than trying to, you know, Captain Morgan in the shower and slicing yourself
to death. I can back that up. And we just met tonight. Like, that's right. That is no BS. It really does change everything because, you know, if for me, I grew up more the redneck way of life. There's no way when I moved from where I live to the greater Phoenix area that at that point in time, I would have ever thought about shaving or waxing. But you come down here and you're working labor. It's 118 degrees outside. We're not living off the land no more.
Right.
You know, we were made, our anatomy was made to protect us, and there's no need for it any longer. So, you know, you start shaving, you start the whole manscaping process, and it's a repeated thing. And then some guy's like, well, you really shouldn't shave more than 5 days apart from me. I'm like, well, it's been every 3 days. No right. wonder, you know, and it's just that. And so to finally break through and have that freedom from the itch, the constant nonstop having to deal with this, for me, it's life-changing. It really, really is. There's no more. I don't have to worry what time of year it is, what we're doing. Do I need to wear board shorts so I don't get super hot, super fast? You know, no, it's just live your life and go. And it's the same thing. The breakdown is unreal. I went 6 weeks. You know, I could really probably go 8 to 10 weeks today. And it, there's no length. There's no growth. There's, you know, it's manageable.
And go ahead, Lori.
I was going to say your new normal becomes very, very little hair, but it's still too much for you.
Right. Well, I get that.
And that's why it's still, once even a quarter, people will still come back because they don't want any. Even that little teeny bit is the difference, the huge difference.
That we're talking about, are we talking about Brazilian wax for guys?
Absolutely.
I am.
Yeah. Right. I like to say bro. The Brazilian.
The Brazilian.
That's deep. That's to have. Okay, I was going to say, did he make that up? Nope. Or is that the Brazilian wax? Oh my gosh. So let me back up a little bit because I don't know if you guys, clients of Lori, know this. But so we met through LinkedIn. I mentioned that. But what drew me to, obviously, your story is this whole Brazilian wax way you put yourself out there on LinkedIn and LinkedIn of all places, right? The right. professional
conservative.
Conservative. yeah. Right. The professional yes. conservative Facebook. Mm-hmm. I could see this on Facebook and I don't even know. Are we connected on Facebook yet? Are you on Facebook?
I don't do it, but I did accept your request.
Thanks, Facebook pal. But on LinkedIn where it would be taboo, that's how you've really created this massive following for yourself. Like you're this amazing LinkedIn phenom around Brazil. And so I asked that somewhat knowing the answer that we're talking about Brazilian waxing, mm-hmm. but I really wanted to say to our listeners, like we're legitimately talking about waxing.
Absolutely. And my eyebrows, she take my unibrow.
They're gorgeous, by the way.
Yeah, that's all Lori. And if she doesn't take care of them, that it'll grow closed. Like that's no joke.
Now, you can't see these guys in the studio, and we've left their names off for a reason. No, just kidding. We had some fun with their last names. But we're talking to two masculine, handsome guys, right?
Yes.
And well, thank you. I like to think I'm looking at Tom. He's a pretty good looking dude. You know?
You guys are welcome to come.
but these are real men, was what my point is.
Thank you for saying that term, real men. That's where a sticking point is huge in this industry with men and something that we tackle on LinkedIn all the time. Real men, one of our taglines is all men are real men.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yep.
It doesn't matter what they do for a living, what culture they come from, what their orientation is. Hair is hair is hair. And a motor cop, in August, wearing his poly wool uniform.
Right, to Steve's point.
Yes.
That poor guy.
So that guy's a real guy. Firefighters in their turnout gear. Like you were saying, Steve, construction workers, military, professional athletes, all of those guys. Yep. They're wearing very constrictive uniforms. They're working in harsh environments. The one big point is body waxing is not vanity. In any way, shape, or form. There are many reasons for it, but vanity is not, maybe for the Kardashians, but not for the rest of the world. Yeah.
No, it's all about comfort.
Yes. And the hygiene. Well,
and to both of your points, actually, all three of you, you're taking care of yourself anyway But with a razor, with all these nasty, I'll call them side effects for lack of a better word, why not have a wax professional take care of you so that you not only have the benefits, get to do it less frequently, but feel great in between?
Because where it starts, when that seed gets planted and they think, wow, that would be awesome, then all these other weeds start growing.
What if somebody finds out?
Or what if someone finds out? How do I talk to my buddies to find out where to go? Steve Carell. That's the next three spots right there. Social stigma. Disrobing in front of someone you don't know. The other aspect of body functions that can't be controlled in certain situations. The idea of exposure, mm-hmm. and the question of being a man. That our Western culture really is harsh on guys for that reason. And then not knowing where to go, because all waxers are not created
well,
equal.
Obviously, yeah, from Randy's, and Randy's obviously
yeah,
female.
No, they are
and,
not.
Yeah. And listen, I want to go back to Randy if I could. Yeah. You, as you were sharing your personal experience with some really horrific waxing experiences prior to coming to Wax On, Wax Off, you must find the value in it personally to have kept trying. And thank God you found these guys. But what are, from your own personal experience, why do you appreciate waxing over whatever, you know, doing it yourself or shaving or whatever? But what has your experience been that kept you, even with some of that fear and discomfort and blood, literally?
Well, prior to Lori, I was actually ready to throw in the towel. I was like, I'm not doing this anymore. This hurts too much. I'm bleeding. I can't. It wasn't pleasant. And I was actually urged to kind of give it just one more go by Thomas. And at this point it is, you know, now that I'm like, okay, I found someone who I'm comfortable with and she's actually doing it correctly with correct products and correct wax, which I think at one point in time we went over like hard wax shouldn't ever be down there and all kinds of things. I don't know. At this point, I just personally, that one going in and any discomfort that you experience right then and there, I think lasts maybe for me. I know I have, you know, certain hair type or whatever, but is like 20 minutes versus how long does the razor discomfort last? Mm-hmm. How long and how unsightly, like just forget about wearing any kind of bikini line if you shave. Or any kind of like, you know, bikini bottoms out in public, because it's just like, oh, that's at least on me. It's very obvious, like when it starts coming back and it gets irritated and it's all red and bumpy. And this is just so much. It's, I don't know, it's just so much more cleaner. and my hair, like I said, it's, I don't know.
Well, so in the beginning, I even started because Randy was going to go and she didn't want to so much because of the pain. She's like, this sucks. I'm like, ah, it can't be that bad. You know, she's like, well, then you go as well. And I'm, uh-huh. And she can attest to this. I mean, I'm definitely a dork in some respects, but if somebody, I don't have as much of an issue with, does this seem manly as much? I'm just like, I don't care. I'm dating her. That's enough as far as I'm concerned. So.
Yeah. And I don't care either way. I'm like, yeah, you want to.
You want to do stuff,
whatever you want to do. I'm good.
So I went with her, and the very first time we went to someone else entirely, and it was, you know, painful in the beginning, but it wasn't the worst thing in the world. And I did like the feeling because the razor is slicing and dicing, and it's 2 days, and I'm back at it, and I'm like, this sucks. But the waxing lasted much longer, and then I found Lori and Wax On, Wax Off just by happenstance. Mm-hmm. I just found this place. And I went and I had such a good experience with Lori that I was like, Randy, babe, you got to go back. You got to give it one last shot.
I love that.
And you actually had been to them one time way before, but you couldn't remember the name of the company. And that's why you had gone to all these other different ones and they all ended up sucking. So it was kind of a little bit of fate as to why Randy came back and was allowed her to continue with the process. And it was so much different. It's a night and day to the point that I tell my guy friends, I'm like, dude, you're an idiot if you shave. That's just not worth
the
time.
I'm ready to just jump in and tell them the same thing too. Cause I mean, mine was 100% fate. I would have she just happened to be scrolling through Groupon and says, babe, you got to try this. You should. And so I called and sure enough, made the appointment. And, you know, it was fate. It was 100%. I never had the bad experience aside from shaving in the shower within the first time. And I'm not bashful whatsoever. I do have some hangups if it's not manly. I got to be honest with myself. But the bottom line is that I'm not bashful. And, you know, I went in and it worked. And so then there I am. I'm telling all my buddies.
Yeah, you had to have seen that gesture.
This is amazing.
Hey,
you have got to clear your mind. You've got to just forget about all that BS that you got stowed away in there and set yourself free from that razor. Like I signed up for the Dollar Shave Club for Men thinking it would make it more convenient.
No, bloodier.
No. You know, and it didn't matter if it's a new razor or not. So
yeah.
Well, the other thing is like with the razor, I remember trying different things and looking online. How do I get rid of some of this irritation? How do I, you know, not have ingrowns? What am I doing wrong? And it's just like you're shaving.
Yeah, you're shaving. That's what you're doing wrong. That's exactly what you're doing wrong.
And I remember the feeling, the difference and how long it lasts and the feeling versus even when the hair started to come back, I got to a point where like, I'll never go back. I can't go back to leaving it as is or trying to shave every couple of days and hurting myself, frankly. So it's just not worth it.
Self-mutilation.
Yeah.
And in addition to that is specifically for men, between the cheeks is the last part of the service for both men and women. That's what the true Brazilians do. And a lot of places don't do that because it's awkward for the waxer, but they'll say it's awkward for the client. It's not. It is one of the most liberating things, especially for men, because by nature, they have more hair back there than we do. Those Charmin bears have absolutely something going there. So we're not leaving bits of anything back there when we don't have any hair to capture it.
And like Steve said earlier, in this heat in Arizona.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And if you're working outside, I mean, I'm female and I get uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm driving in the car, commute,
yeah.
Traffic.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. And it's almost to the point where with Phoenix summers, it's like having the heft of wet, stinky newspaper in your trousers. It's got that whole context.
Thank you, Laurie.
We need a visual here. This is radio.
Oh, it is. That was good.
Let me paint you a picture.
Actually, but it is important.
Yes, it's very important.
Yeah.
Every time I see a motor cop,
only place you can have a motor cop 12 months of the year.
Yes.
Yes.
Here in Arizona. I don't know if anyone paid attention. January 1st, all the way through January, we're now February 21st. There are still motor cops riding around. They never went off shift.
Because they can.
They can't. No, the weather permits.
Yep. Dana, wasn't that how you started with doing guys? Because you had law enforcement officers coming to you saying, yep, we want in on this. And Dana was part of creating for Phoenix how to do men's Brazilian wax.
Correctly. Discreetly. Yes.
We sat at a stoplight and watched a motor cop. And I'm thinking, me and my buddy, he was working for me. They have got to have something done where when they sit down, an air conditioner pumps into the ankle of their boot. Yeah. Because it was like 124 degrees outside. Yeah. How is this poor guy, I mean, fully just
all geared out.
Yeah. You know,
at
the time I'm doing granite countertops in an apartment complex, standing on the asphalt. The asphalt's about 136 degrees, just boiling your calves. It's just climbing right up your legs. And granted, I did well. We were done every day. We finished work by 1 in the shower, cleaned up on the bike across town, you know, enjoying myself. But this was pre-waxing. So now I could only think back to those days. Had I been waxing, it'd been totally awesome. Yeah,
I sat back
on that Harley and just, you know.
Yeah, Harley, the whole Harley community. That's a whole nother community. Mm-hmm. You've got motorcade. No, the Harley community. I love this conversation because I wouldn't have known that this was an important. You had said it perfectly, Lori. This is not a vain decision. This is a necessity.
It is, especially
it's comfort.
Here. Yes.
Yeah,
it's comfort. As well as, okay, so let's do the why wax right now and get into the reasons why
Yes.
This works so well. Because there are some things that some people, most people wouldn't know. So as the gentlemen have said, it lasts 4 to 6 weeks. At the beginning, that's the general span.
Sure.
And we get to learn from what the clients tell us how long it took them to regrow until their second appointment. It leaves the skin silky smooth. There's no stubble. Significantly reduces ingrown hair, as we already discussed, and spares you from the razor burn and irritation bumps. It diminishes body odor because hair had a purpose at one point in our history. But right now, all it really does is
get in our way
and hold in odor and moisture, which creates irritation and rash.
Yeah.
Removes the root to greatly reduce the density and volume. It eliminates some hair forever. Each time we do the service and take it out by the root, there will be some that are just, forget it. I'm not coming back again for you to do the same thing. And it decreases discomfort with every waxing because of that breakdown of the integrity of hair. It exfoliates the skin to some extent to where you won't need to do anything for the next several days.
Sure.
It enhances athletic performance for bikers and swimmers and runners to the key of maybe a second or two. If you are a challenger, a racer, that's huge. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you wouldn't think that, you know, it's something close to the skin, but still it's that factor. And the last thing is that it increases libido.
Okay, speak to that.
When you feel no stubble, if you take your finger and you rub it on the top of your arm where your hair lives, especially for guys, and then you turn it over and you rub it on your wrist, that's the difference. And the heightened sensory aspect of intimacy is powerful. And that's usually the bomb that gets gentlemen to pay attention. Not that they actually
when we have a couple in here and Randy's smiling and actually blushing,
well,
I think
the whole time I was like, yo.
So are you saying that I probably ought to have my legs waxed or shave more frequently, my poor husband?
Well, if your activity goes down that far of your body, then absolutely. Everything can be baby bottom.
Yeah.
And you can bring him in with you. Just as Randy and Thomas come in together, it is a joy to have couples come together. It's so fun.
Double book and one drive down, and we're in sync as far as timing goes.
Mm-hmm. It's
an advantage. And, you know, as Lori said, with the whole increased libido, increased sensation, it makes everything better. There's every part of that. So use your imagination, but there's no reason not to do it in that regard.
I can actually remember a time that wasn't too long ago where we just had before and after experiences. And there was a very noticeable difference where I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's significant. You may not think it is. It is a significant difference.
Well, I would never have thought that of a benefit until you mentioned it, right? I mean, all the other things, even the body odor, I wouldn't have thought, but it makes sense.
It changes everything.
Wow.
Another analogy for the libido is if you've only had an in-state room on your cruises and you get bumped up to a balcony, you don't go back to the in-state room.
Into the thick of it.
Right. Oh my gosh. We could literally talk about this, I think, forever. Who would have thought?
There's so much.
This will go down as the most fascinating conversation we've had.
I sat around the campfire at elk camp with 6 or 7 buddies, just as redneck as me. And I asked them if they ever had done the butterfly. And they're like, what are you talking about? And I said, it's a yoga position where you butterfly your feet together. I think for me, that's the only hard part about it is holding my legs that spread open for that long, you know, and then you go 6 weeks and you got to come back and do it again. I should probably practice in between, but, you know, I'm a slow learner. And we're around the campfire drinking beer. We probably hiked 5 miles that day chasing bugling bull elk, you know, with a bow and arrow. And I cooked dinner and we're sitting around and somehow the manscaping, and I stopped it right there.
Enough.
Let me stop you. Like, let me tell you. And they were blown away. No, but I said, I'm telling you right now. And I threw myself down on the ground and I put my feet together. It's the most liberating 45 minutes of your life. And so then over time, you know, I still push all those same buttons with all those same guys, and each one continually closer and closer. None of them are here located in the valley, so they would have to make a special trip. So I get it. I'll give them that grace. But they still laugh and joke and ask. And I say, yeah, absolutely. I still see Lori on a regular basis. This is life. This is it. This is it.
It's a necessity, mm-hmm. is what I'm hearing. Like,
yeah, there's no vanity about it. Right. Like, absolutely not. You know, and it's 100% about comfort. And what am I willing to go through day in and day out versus, I mean, I could go in and back to the therapy session. That is as honest as it gets. When I walk in, Lori remembers where I was at 6 weeks ago, mm-hmm. 7 weeks ago. And she will follow up with, so what about that? And, you know, and it just starts right in. I'm laying there, I'm spilling my heart out there. And then sometimes I don't have to spill my heart out. I've made great strides. My wife and I have made great strides in our relationship since the start of my Brazilian experience. And we have also attended marriage counseling too, because who can't learn to communicate better with each other, especially your partner? And on top of that, it piggybacks. Every time it piggybacks, and whether it's what's going on in my work life or my personal life or my relationship at home, she's right there, you know, and she's got to take great notes every time I leave because she is right there, you know. And for me, that's really, it's personable. There is no shame. There is no, will I do this again? From day one, I found my niche. I found my spot. That's it, you know. And so to not have to go through what you've gone through with it, and to not have to, you know, go from bad waxer to bad wax. I landed with the guru, and I'm
beginning. Yeah.
Super grateful, like super duper grateful.
I'm watching Lori's facial expressions as you're doting on her and celebrating the role that she plays in your life, not only for comfort physically, but also emotionally. And I'm also watching Randy, and she's nodding her head like, yeah, I get it. Like, really, this whole piece around deeply caring for who we are as human beings and giving us a chance to be really personal, because we're going to be anyway when we're doing the butterfly pose.
You're going to be. And then, you know, she mentioned the between the cheeks, and I'll be honest with you. I didn't go for it the first time, and I didn't go for it the second time. And I don't even remember if it was the third or the fourth or the fifth, but you know, I will say that the first time I did the between the cheeks, it was harder to get my knees to my chest because I was 50 pounds heavier than I am today. So she's got to see that too, you know. Wow. But it's not so hard anymore. I could get them knees right up there and get done.
So, and you've lost 50 pounds.
50 pounds, yeah.
Wow.
It's 48, but yeah. I mean, it fluctuates. I'm a man, so I can gain 6 pounds today and I can lose 6 pounds tomorrow. Really, it drives her crazy because, you know, it's a matter of male versus female from what I understand, but it you know, today I could be 172, tomorrow I'll be 178.
Yeah.
And then if I wait in the afternoon, I might be 182, but then the next morning I'm back down to 173. So it's just that up and down. And
how long have you had the weight off then?
Since August. I started in August, August 1st. I was 214-ish. Before that, I was 222. And then going into the summer, typically, because I work in the labor field, I'll lose 15 pounds in the summer. This is the first winter I didn't put on my winter weight. You know, I was dropping weight all winter long, and just changed my whole diet. Did the ketone diet.
Yeah. And this is a conscious choice, obviously. And Lori was waxing you even prior to the weight loss, obviously. Yeah. So how cool is that? That you got to witness, and he's probably not the only one that you've witnessed these life changes with people.
Oh, gosh, no. Yeah, so many. Dana's shaking her head like,
all
we
the time.
Become
family.
Very, very much so. This is
for
not
sure.
A job. This is giving people self-confidence, self-esteem. And what you said, Steve, about helping you with your marriage. I can't tell you how many times Dana and I have heard, well, I thought maybe this will help because our marriage is kind of faltering and I wanted to do something kind of radical to get her attention. Mm-hmm. And that just floors me that someone would trust us to this extent to put their fear aside, because they still have it, but they've got a very important reason for setting it aside. that's motivating them even more. The vulnerability. And when people are on the table, people are naked in a lot of different personal services and medical things.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
But there's not an opportunity to really, or maybe there's not an interest.
It's
I think
more
maybe
that.
That's it.
Yep.
Dana and I are just huge people. We're very, we might care too much, which I don't know if that even exists, but we want to know about people. It does become a big family. We have friends outside of work who were clients to begin with. It even extends to, I have a 7-year-old client who, this is where the vanity goes out the window for that. She's ethnic, and so she has facial hair mm-hmm. and long hair on her legs and on her arms. And she was getting teased mercilessly for it. And it was starting to form her perspective. And her parents were cool enough to understand that this is not okay because she'll be scarred for life. So they brought her in to get waxed. And I know, Dana, you have many, many parentally guided clients for the same reason. And she was my first young one. And as soon as she got off the table and she felt her face and her legs and she said, "This is so cool."
Yeah, you gotta applaud the parents.
Oh,
right there.
Yes.
Like, for sure.
Yeah,
to
because
be,
again, to your point, our Western culture is harsh
yeah,
and
that's
very
that's
limited.
A solution-minded
sexually,
parent.
We're what's the word? We're
repressed.
Yes, thank you. All in unison. Right. We're repressed. When it comes to how we're supposed to look, mm-hmm. act, and behave in the US, it isn't a fit for everybody, unfortunately. And even to our youngest children at what, 7 years old, that she would have to feel ashamed and embarrassed about how she naturally yeah. is. And thank God, like you said, her parents were cool enough to say, you know what, let's make sure that you feel comfortable and confident. Right.
And at the other end of the spectrum, coming out of a 30-year marriage, people getting back into the dating scene
right.
and having a rude awakening, both men and women. I had an adorable older man come in a few weeks ago who had lost his wife about a year ago. And they had previously thought to do it together, but then she got ill and she passed. So he was carrying on her memory by coming in and having it done. And when you get older, your hair is lighter to begin with. So it was a good experience for him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's texted me twice to say,
Thank you.
This means more than you can know, but I do know how much because he was an open heart on the table. And that's the beautiful thing about being a bit vulnerable when you're not clothed and when there's something going on here that might be a little scary. You open up. We hear things all the time where clients say, "I have not told this to anybody. And I don't know why I trust you, but there's just something about you."
Yeah. Well, that wax is, what's your temperature?
It's 1,000 degrees, right?
And I'm trusting, so.
How hot is it?
No, I'm teasing.
It's like,
warm
is
wax.
Is possible?
Yeah, it's
not hot. It is warm.
The most
wonderful
warm.
Thing about it, it's like, oh.
Yeah, it's warm. Yeah, it's soothing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And that's from the gal who said, oh, dear Lord, I've been injured from yeah. previous experiences.
Oh my gosh. So we are about the end of an hour, if you can believe that. We've been talking about waxing for almost an hour. And I know you guys live in that space. You talk about it all day long. But is there anything that we hadn't thought to talk about either from a client perspective or from...
The only thing that I'd say, and Lori touched on it a little bit, was that the hygiene factor for guys with the crack part, you know, pardon my...
Yeah.
Laugh there.
Between
the cheeks, the hygiene factor there is almost enough to do it just for that.
Absolutely. I mean,
especially in the summer heat, if you've ever, let me paint a picture. If you've ever been to a concert in the summer and had to use a porta potty.
Yeah. Now,
you know, it's just the fact that the amount of benefits it gives just outweighs anything else. And don't let the Steve Carell imagery give you a predisposition about it. Don't let that be what you think it is moving forward. Because I've seen videos of like some friends send something like, "Oh, this guy got a wax and he was crying about it." I'm like, That's because someone's doing it wrong.
Absolutely.
If you go to wax on, wax off, it's not going to be anything like that. It's nothing like that. You're just going to be able to have a conversation and not even worry about it. And you'll be out of there in 40 minutes.
Yep. And then it's done. And that's just it. It's just, if I could say or add anything to anyone sitting on the fence or anyone who has thought or, you know, whatever about it is just let the inhibition go. Just
give it a shot.
One time. I mean, what do you have to lose? Because you could just walk around itching your crotch for the next 7 days after, with razor burn, you know, or
hey, your choice.
Or
go ahead and do that.
You know, do yeah. the one 40 minute treatment, one yeah. 40 minute treatment. And with that, you gain a friend in that room. There's an aura that is non-mistakable. Like there is, you're not there to be taken advantage of. You're not there to be picked on.
Or
you're
embarrassed.
Not, or embarrassed. You're not there. You don't stack up against anybody when that door closes. When you come in there, you're a human being. You're going to be treated as such. And I promise you, you leave with a positive experience. There is no doubt in my mind. And give it a shot.
Yeah, the connection really, honestly, is there as far as, I mean, just between, you know, myself and Lori, I feel like a lot of what I have been noticing around Phoenix, around nationally, everything is that there's a very severe lack of customer service. Yep. And so I'm extremely loyal to places that have it. And this one goes wax on and wax off goes beyond customer service. Like it's, you know, as we've already kind of covered yeah. here today.
Thank you guys. I know this is amazing. Just a couple closing points.
Yes, please.
We are so grateful to have a 4.9 rating and
wow.
over 500 reviews.
Dana's
on social media
over here.
Yes.
And I understand why.
And over 90% retention rate for clients. They get to choose where they go. And we do what we do because we love what we do. And it comes through. And for new clients, it's 20% off any service when they came in. Particularly helpful with the male Brazilian, because if they're spending less money, then that's one less thing they have to worry about.
Yeah, we've got a fly buzzing through yeah. the studio. It's the first for everything.
Yeah,
for the fly package deal. And Steve had mentioned, and now I'm forgetting my thought because the fly is buzzing around me. Just come the first time. Like there, you have yeah, nothing
just,
to
just
lose.
Do, like, mm-hmm. For me, the bottom line, if it was, she could probably double the price and I would still come back, because what is the cost of comfort? And that's the thing. I don't care if you're a baseball player. I don't care what your profession is. You're not going to buy bottom line to save a dollar. So what is the cost of comfort in your life? Like, what are you willing to sacrifice to be uncomfortable? I would pay to be comfortable.
Well,
no matter
what. What's your time worth?
That's right.
Every 3 days.
And
for
that's just it.
An
and
hour
then,
shaving.
You know, the one time you go wrong, you have compounded the situation so badly, you know, you don't want to leave your apartment. Like that's
right.
just the bottom line, you know? So it's just that let it go. Let that inhibition go. Give it a shot. I guarantee you'll be a Yelper just like me. You'll be on there. You could find yourself sitting in camp telling all your buddies, dude, you got to pull your head out, get with the program.
Right.
You know, so another thing really quick too, is that I remember when I went to my first suntan appointment in a fake bake booth, and you know, I was super nervous about it. And the girlfriend at the time said, you need to get a tan. And I'm talking to my mom and I'm like, do I get naked? And she's like, I was 19. And she's like, well, why wouldn't you? And I said, well, you know, it's sensitive
okay?
down there, you
yeah.
know? And she's like, well, no, listen, you know, God gave you the protection where you need it. And think about it. In the beginning of time, you didn't even have clothes. So go and, you know, do what you got to do and you'll be taken care of. And I think it kind of goes the same way. It for me, at least, the reality of it is it's not as frail. It's not as, you know, sure, you're sensitive. Heck yeah, you know, to a kick.
But
know?
It depends on your own
yeah,
skin sensitivity.
And that's it too. But, you know, for me, if you kicked me in the crotch, it's going to hurt. But I've come to learn that, you know, my skin there is the same as the skin on my arm.
Yeah.
And it's not this predetermined thing you have in your mind of what's going to happen. It's not. Like it's not. And you're in the hands of a professional who really, really cares about you as a person. So,
and the product and the technique we use, everything is higher standard than the industry for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Saving money on product, but giving a lesser quality experience is not even in our wheelhouse. We don't know what that means. Yeah, we're 100% focused on client retention only because we're doing it the right way. We truly are. There are a couple of different techniques for doing it. And a lot of people are afraid to use the type of wax we use, soft wax. We don't get trained on it in school. It's something you learn outside. There is a special understanding of how to handle body parts, specifically men's body parts. And if you are intimidated by that, you're setting your client up for failure and pain, injuries. We're on board. Human bodies are beautiful. We all have one. I should be European and so should Dana because that's where our mindset is.
Yeah.
No. So there's no judging. There's no ridicule. You come into our space, you are 100% safe. And that's what our clients get. That's what they pick up on.
Dilly dilly.
Nice. And it's clear, obviously, for folks to come, you know, 6 o'clock at night after a day of work,
yes,
and sincerely be here to pay tribute to the people who take care of you. I'm overwhelmed and I've never been to Wax On, Wax Off, but thank you guys really for taking time to just share the love for Lori and Dana and Wax On, Wax Off, because this is really what Phoenix Business Radio X is dedicated to, telling the untold story, right? If it were traditional media, they might likely want to spin this so that it was weird and funky and whatever, and put more taboo around it, even though they might have attempted to tell the story, they would have wanted to find the spin in it. It's just not what we do. So thank you guys for telling the story.
Across the board, we need more people in America that are willing to tell the truth, share their testimony, the truth. And so I'm grateful to be here.
Yeah, really appreciate it. Lori, for our listeners, can you tell us how to get a hold of you and where we can find you on social media?
Oh, yes. We are right this very moment in the process of moving to our second location.
Oh, good.
So we're in flux right now, but the best place to go is waxonwaxoffbodywaxing.com. There you'll see everything you need, the service schedule, our own individual booking links, testimonials, and also we have a blog. The blog is golden because there are maybe 6 1-minute reads on there addressing all the things that go on in a man's mind. We know what's in there. We know where your pain points are. Read those articles. It gives you a better understanding of why we're okay with it and why you should be too.
Awesome. And of course, we'll have your information on the replay as well. Once more, I want to thank you guys for taking time out tonight to come and just really share from a deep perspective of care for not only each other, but also your physical presence and giving permission to others to take care of their body and just find that comfort that they're looking for. You've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio with Business Radio X. Some media leans left, some lean right, and we lean business. Until next time, I'm Karen Nowicki.